Paul McCartney shared a memory this morning. He brought a song called Yesterday into the studio in 1965. His fellow Beatles thought it would be lovely with McCartney solo, just him and a guitar.
Beatles producer George Martin had a different suggestion. He said to try the song with a string quartet.
As McCartney recalled, he told the producer, "Oh no, George, we are a rock and roll band. I don't think that's a good idea."
Martin persuaded him to try it anyway, and the result was a massive hit.
Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be.
Paul McCartney shared the story this morning after learning of George Martin's death.
Martin was 90 years old, and Douglas Wolk has this remembrance.
Sir George Martin scoffed when people called him the fifth Beatle, but they wouldn't have been the Beatles we know without him. His autobiography was called All You Need Is Ears, but his ears and his instincts as a music producer were extraordinary. A classically trained composer, George Martin began to work for Parlophone Records in 1950, overseeing classical recordings as well as comedy records by the likes of Peter Sellers, Spike Milligan, and Bernard Cribbins.
Right, said Fred, both of us together, one each end and steady as we go. Tried to shift it, couldn't even lift it. We was getting nowhere, and so we had a cup of tea and right said.
By 1962, when Cribbins'
Johnny,
Right Said Fred became a hit in the UK, George Martin was running Parlophone Records and looking to sign up a rock and roll band. The Beatles auditioned for him in June of that year. Here's what Martin told the BBC program Arena in 2011 about that first meeting.
They had this wonderful charisma. They made you feel good to be with them.
Mm.
And I thought their music was rubbish.
George Martin signed the Beatles anyway and came to love their songs. For the rest of the 1960s, he was their closest collaborator, producing almost all of the Beatles' music, playing piano with them, writing their orchestral arrangements, and figuring out how to turn John Lennon and Paul McCartney's wilder ideas into records. For Lennon's song, Rain, Martin had an idea of his own.
There was one time on Rain where I decided to play around with tapes.
Yeah.
And I took John's voice off as a separate item and put it on a quarter-inch tape and turned it back to front. And so I slid it around a bit and then put it in on the end of the song. And I played it to John when he came back. He said, "That's gear. What is it?" And I said, "It's you." And I explained to him what I'd done. And from that moment, he wanted everything backward.
When he wasn't in the studio with the Beatles, Martin also produced records by British pop acts like Cilla Black, Jerry and the Pacemakers, and Shirley Bassey. In 1977, while visiting the West Indies, George Martin fell in love with the island of Montserrat. He built a recording complex for his company Air Studios there with the money he'd made producing post-Beatles hits like America's Sister Golden Hair.
Will you meet me in the middle? Will you meet me in the air?
Air Studios Montserrat was destroyed by Hurricane Hugo in 1989, and George Martin gradually retired from recording, as hearing loss robbed him of his golden ears. His final hit song was the best-selling single of all time. A year after being knighted by Queen Elizabeth II, he produced Elton John's Candle in the Wind, 1997.
As a whole, I've had a wonderful life.
That's Martin talking to the BBC in 1995.
I've met the most wonderful people, worked with the greatest of artists. I've been very fortunate. I've got no gripes at all.
For NPR News, I'm Douglas Wolk.